Hey gang, I'm here to tell you about another great podcast that I love called This Song. It's hosted by my pal Elizabeth McQueen, and it can be found on KUTX.org or at iTunes or Stitcher. Each episode of This Song features Elizabeth McQueen talking to an artist about a song that has inspired them. Season 2 launches on Wednesday, November 16th, and features such great guests as Tegan and Sarah talking about Smashing Pumpkins and Phil Collins, Andrew W.K. describing the beauty of the Star-Spangled Banner, and many, many more. That's This Song on KUTX.org. Let's get down.
You may ask yourself.
How did I get here? And now here is your host, Johnny Howdy.
All right, hello, I'm Johnny, I'm your host. Welcome to the show. I have a fantastic show for you guys today. Singer-songwriter Jeff Glatz is releasing his debut EP. It's called Multiverse. It comes out next Tuesday, November 15th. It is absolutely fantastic. It's super dreamy. It reminds you of a band like Sparkle Horse. And Jeff and I have a fantastic conversation. He lives in San Antonio now, but he's originally from Pittsburgh, where he had a band called Peacefield with his brother, and they played around a lot. And Jeff and I get into some cool stuff, man. He does these shows at his house. Like, he puts on these shows at his house, like living room shows. He's had Sarah Jaffe, Will Johnston from Centromatic, Masters of Folk, David Bazan. He was going to do a thing with Matthew Ryan. We talk about it during the thing. Anyway, he's a really interesting guy, and his album is absolutely fantastic. His EP, I should say. You can go to jeffglatz.com, and it has links to all the stuff you need to go listen to it. It's absolutely gorgeous. It's called Multiverse. I really love it. The artwork's gorgeous. He's very cool, and we have a great conversation. So we'll get to that in just a minute. Let me tell you what's going on with me. You might have noticed there was no show on Friday. That was the first time in a really long time. Probably a couple years that I haven't put out a show. It was weird, but I had a long week last week. I've been emotionally a little off kilter. I'm not gonna lie, I've been a little weirded out, and I had a rehearsal on Thursday. Got some bad news about our friend Savannah Welch. She was hit by a car. She was hurt very badly. She's alive, but she was hurt very badly, and that was shocking for some reason to me. You know, because I see her around, I see her on the social media, and she's out there doing all this stuff, and then you know, someone just goes to a farmer's market, and a runaway car hits them, and it turns into this whole thing. So, it made me real reflective, and kind of, you get a little soft, you get a little like, oh, what, is everything okay? You know what I mean? Calling everyone, telling you love them, which is all part of everything. Should be doing that every day, right? Can you believe it's election day? You're listening to this the day it comes out. It's election day. I hope that you did the right thing. I hope that you feel like you did the right thing. I'm not going to tell you who to vote for if you're listening to this before you go vote. Or if you're listening to this while you're in line to vote, that's so awesome. Hey, go in there. Push some buttons. I voted a couple weeks ago. It was great. It was fun. So, hey. My band, Lady Band Johnson, is playing this Thursday, November 10th, at the Hard Luck Lounge here in Austin for the Early Bird Series. Yeah, they're early shows. They go on at 6:30 to 7:30 at the Hard Luck Lounge, Lady Band Johnson. We just played Friday at the Continental Club. We had a great show. We had a great time, and the band sounds great. It's me and Kathy Valentine, Dominique Davalos, and Christina Comley from the Blue Bonnets, and we do a lot of songs I wrote. We're doing some Blue Bonnet songs at this show on Thursday, so I will post a link to the Facebook event page on the How Did I Get Here Facebook page, which reminds me, don't forget to like our How Did I Get Here Facebook page, and if you're new to the show, get over there, check it out. Go to howdidigethere.podbean.com, look on the right-hand column, and you can find all of our shows, over 500 shows available and easily accessible by month and year. Go hear great conversations with Dwight Twilley, Quiet Company, The Blue Bonnets, Dana Falconberry, Moving Panoramas, Bob Schneider, Sweet Spirit, Elizabeth McQueen, The Wind and the Wave, David Grissom, Van Wilkes, so many people that I've talked to. It's unbelievable. People from here, people from all over the world, Taylor from South Africa, Bruce Sudano from Los Angeles. I just had Boot Blacks on Friday. or last Tuesday. It was the whole show last week. Great band from Brooklyn, New York. Anyway, this is a great show. How did I get here? I have conversations with fantastic artists. Get involved. Like our Facebook page, How Did I Get Here? And you can subscribe on iTunes or you can subscribe on Stitcher and get a new show every Tuesday and every Friday, all right? Hey, enjoy my conversation with this brilliant artist, Jeff Glatz, putting out his first EP, Multiverse, available next Tuesday, November 15th, 2016. So go to jeffglatz.com and check it out. We have a great conversation. I hope that you have a great day, Election Day. We're going to find out something. The world's going to be different when I come back on Friday. So good luck to all of us. I hope that this goes well. Godspeed, America. Do the right thing. Here's Jeff Glatz. Let's get down. Where do you play in San Antonio?
There's a couple places. The cool place, I mean, there's a lot of little places, but Sam's Burger Joint.
Of course, yeah, I play there. I just played there.
Eric.
Friday.
It's good for, oh, yeah?
Yeah. I think so. Friday?
Friday?
Yeah.
Last Friday?
No. Last Friday? No, it was a Friday before. A couple weeks ago.
I'm trying to think.
I'm in a band called Skyrocket that plays there.
Oh, yeah,
like
yeah.
Once a month, yeah.
That's you played with them or
I'm in the band.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, I love that place, man. Yeah. That place is it's a vibe. It's funny because if you're like from Kansas or something, and you see the thing you're playing Sam's Burger Joint in San Antonio, the name would lead you to believe that you are literally like pulling up to like a McDonald's or something.
Yeah,
but it's a great music venue.
And the sound,
unbelievable.
The sound
yeah,
and it's improved. You know. I think even since I've been here, you know, they have the raised, you know, they raise the speakers off and the monitors and stuff. Everything is just, they tweaked it in perfect now. I think they have it. And then there's another place, 502?
Yeah. I played there by myself before.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Derek is one of the, he's on board for playing bass for the
Who's
project.
That? Is he a guy that?
He's the owner.
Okay. Okay, cool.
And he also does Limelight.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
The advantage also would be we could rehearse there.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. Rehearse on a nice stage.
Yeah.
Are you part of that whole like Buttercup and Joe Reyes world?
I know.
There? You know those guys?
I just saw them the other night with Y-Oak.
Oh, yeah?
At 502.
Oh, really?
They opened
okay.
up. Demetrius, I think they're other. They have another, you know, it's the same.
Right. They have another band. Yeah.
But this, you know, same members.
Those guys have always been super cool.
Yeah. So Joe, I've actually done some lessons from.
Oh, yeah?
He does. He teaches out of Space Tone Music. It's a great music store.
Yeah, it is a great
store. And then he teaches there. So, you know, just to, for the, you know, scales and different things.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to get into different tuning. And Joe's super nice. Nice, laid back.
Nicest know, guy.
Down to earth, yeah. Right? For as
great,
much as he
great
does.
Great smile.
Yeah.
Great dude, yeah. He's
always
been on the show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Always smiling.
Yeah, I love that guy. I love that guy. Well, let's talk about Multiverse, man. This is a gorgeous EP, man.
Thank you very much.
It is. It's really great. And so did you recorded it in San Antonio, but it was mixed by Dwayne Lundy?
So it was recorded in Katy?
In Katy, Texas.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. I just
That's all right. A friend of mine, Steve Taglier, you know, I asked him if he would be interested in producing and recording, and mm-hmm. he said sure. So we were looking around at studios, and he said, why don't we started out at different places, and we ended up at his house.
Okay.
And did it on Pro Tools, and then kind of Dwayne got in the mix, and so I had some other musicians. Tim Walker played the pedal steel, and a 12 string Rickenbacker out in L.A.
Yeah.
So it's amazing.
It's kind of
Dropbox.
From everywhere. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
it's amazing Dropbox, right?
Yeah.
It's amazing the future.
Yeah, it's yeah. I mean, I'm still trying to you know,
it's nuts.
Comprehend, yeah, from when we started with the reel to reel, you know, you mess up, you got to rewind, you know, a couple minutes to rewind and get all set up. Now it's, and you know, you can contact people on the other side of the world.
You can get them to play. You can get, you could get, if you wanted to, like, you know, you can get, you can reach people like Tony Levin, you know, that guy.
Yeah. That's I was looking.
That, like that guy, I have a friend that does sessions here. It gets him to play on all kinds of shit for him.
Yeah. It's amazing. And, you know, and musicians are taking advantage of it as far as, you know, that you can hire them, you know, as for, you know, if you need a pedal steel or lap steel, there's guys I know that'll, you know, that you can hire and just do it. So they're making, you know, a little bit of extra money doing that.
Yeah.
With good musicianship and the quality. But it, yeah, it's amazing how the times have changed and how it's easy to get the word out through social media. And
it's a wild thing, isn't it? Were you around playing during the time of mailing lists?
Yes. Mailing lists, hotlines. Remember the...
No, it's hotlines.
The hotline you could call. We had... So, I mean, you know, with the band Peacefield was to be with my brother.
Right.
So way back, you could call a number, you know, a Peacefield hotline.
Oh, really? And You know what? I should have had a hotline. Never had one.
Yeah, and get...
What a jerk.
Yeah. I should have had one. Updates on shows or whatever. Yeah. But it was stressful trying to get it, you know, to if you messed up, you know, you're reading through it, messed up, you got to rewind and record again. But... Yeah, back then, and then the mail out, with your shows, you know, the mail out cards and stuff, the show cards, but the mailing list. So
it's pretty wild.
Yeah.
So you're from Pittsburgh, man?
So I'm originally from Pittsburgh.
Okay. What's going on there? What, your parents were there?
Yeah, we have family. Yeah, I grew up there. Mm-hmm. Pittsburgh, moved to New York for a little bit, got a taste of that, and then.
How did that taste?
It was good. It was good.
Good.
It was brief. It was only like maybe 3-4 years. And that's when I started to get...
That's a good chunk of time.
Yeah. I loved it. I loved it. But...
were you playing there?
Playing a little bit. That's when I first started.
Okay.
So I wasn't sure. But my older brother kind of taught me some chords.
Yeah. What's his name? What's
it called? Don. Don Glatz. Okay. Yeah. And he actually lives in Wimberley right now. Oh, cool. You know, we're going to record some band stuff later, but...
So the Peacefield's still going to be happening.
Yeah,
okay.
It's still happening.
But this is just your solo venture.
Exactly. Okay. And he actually released one, I think, last year.
Okay.
So, you know, it was my turn, and I tried to do the opposite. Try to get outside of my comfort zone a little bit, you know, instead
really
of...
really ethereal, this record. It has such a beautiful,
thank you very
like,
much.
Space to it.
And that's what I was going for, kind of an ambient, spacey, you know, a lot of... feeling.
It's interesting to hear that now, and the world that we live in is just so you know, and reality stars are running for president and they're doing really well at it and all this kind of like it's nice to sit back as I listen to it on headphones and like just like
and that's good and that's,
yeah, you just take like a nice breath and you're like, oh yeah, getting in Jeff's world in his multiverse,
right? And I appreciate that,
yeah,
because that's what I was going for, something, you know, we in the past, it was kind of a mid-tempo to up-tempo, and, you know, I did love songs, but not a lot. So I said, I'm going to try to do, you know, these songs, you know, a couple of them were a little bit more up-tempo, and then someone said, no, slow, and I slowed them down. They said, even slower. I was like, all right. So it kind of took me, you know, outside, and I'm a little bit still kind of, you know, curious to see how it's gonna
How people will react
Because it's something different.
Do you have songs available that people can hear, like one song now or something?
It's on SoundCloud. Okay. It's that the AA Bondi, the cover
tune. Yeah, that's a great song too, by the way.
Yeah, I love the lyrics.
I love that delay on that acoustic.
It took us a while, you know. Steve did a great job of, and then you know, of mixing, and then you know, kind of a dry mix, and then Dwayne did his thing, and then we Dropbox back and forth. And, you know, it took a little bit, you know, you'd take a couple weeks, listen to it and say, you know what, let's take these drums out, or let's take this out. And so it ended up, I think it ended up good. I like the way, just kind of, especially how the CD ended, or the EP ended.
Okay, let's go back to, so you went to New York for a few years. Were you going to school? Did you go to college?
I actually worked up there for the airlines.
Oh, yeah?
For Pan American.
Nice, dude. Is that even around anymore?
Nope. I got laid off after, They had what'd you do? Lockerbie mechanic.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So I have the license, and you know, it's a.
Dude, that's a cool job.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. In fact, I moved back and worked for U.S. Airways for a little bit.
Really?
And then 9/11, and then they just kind of, you know, the airline industry never bounced.
They took all the money that they had for mechanics and put it into TSA.
It was 2 weeks. Yeah, 2 weeks, and the hangar was cleared out. It was gone.
Shit,
of mechanics. You know, they kept what they needed. So I thought it was a good time to make a move, and I had another brother that lived in San Antonio, and came down here, you know, a couple times, and I loved it. I loved it. Still getting, you know, I've been here.
When 10 years?
Almost 13, 14 years now.
Okay. So tell me about this thing with the living room performances with Sarah Jaffe and Will from Centromatic and Monsters of Folk and David Bazan. Like, what? Where was that? Was that that French lady's place?
It was.
Remember that French lady?
No.
You don't remember that French lady? She had a listening room there?
I do. Yeah, I do remember. I can't remember.
She moved away?
Because we were supposed to do something there.
Yeah.
It was just...
It had the pillows everywhere.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. The red room. Well, I can't remember what it was called.
I can't remember what it was called, but it was around for a little while. And it was a cool scene. Like, cool people were playing it.
And I think it was like when it first started. When the living room... People were starting to figure out.
Were these your concerts that you put on, or you just went to them?
These ones, Undertow Records contacted me and asked about the first one. I think was Will Johnson, if he could do a. I think they put out an. Would anybody be willing to do a living room? And they have their specifications. You know, can you hold this many people?
Right.
Issues like parking,
right?
Little things like that. And I said, you know, even send pictures, because I think they get a lot of people that said they would do it, but I've seen some pictures of like in the basement of a little, you know, washer dryer. But so, you know, right, it was odd. But so it worked out. Will played, and then it kind of built up from there. They contacted me.
So these were your concerts then?
So I hosted them. And, you know, it gives the musician, if they're playing in Austin or San Antonio, it's kind of a way to real quick, you know, concert, intimate.
Totally. And they walk away with some money. Everybody buys merch.
And they get all the...
they got all the money?
They get all the money. I don't... I just... for them, they give me so many... I'm trying to think, like 5 or 6 on the guest list. Like that. But I do it more for, I thought it was good networking at the time too. So I get to know those guys. And there's a couple coming up, the Cave Singers.
So you're still doing them?
So yeah, next October.
Do you have a website or something where people can find that?
Just on, through just Jeff Glatz, I do the event page.
Okay.
And then Undertow does a lot of they handle the tickets.
Okay.
They handle the list and all that. And they send me the list.
God, so you buy a ticket. Cool, yeah. Man.
It's really cool. And no,
that's cool because you're kind of giving back. Yeah, no amplification,
like,
and you're getting to be in this. And I'm sure that was the inspiring impetus for
that
Multiverse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. I thought it was cool.
What a cool thing.
And Matthew Ryan is playing.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah, he's playing. He'll be there. He's going to hang out for a little bit because he's from.
When is he doing it?
I think it's mid October after the. He plays Cactus Cafe.
Okay, is it on a weekend or something?
It's on Saturday night.
Okay. Fuck. Okay, what night, do you know?
It's I can't remember the date. It's a Saturday night, because he plays Cactus Cafe the Friday night.
Okay.
And then he's coming the next night. So, yeah, you're more than welcome.
Yeah, I would love to be. I just invited myself to your house. What a nice guy I am.
Yeah,
I'll come. Yeah, sure, I'll come. You don't need to invite me.
But it's fun, and that's through, I'm just doing that on my own. Uh-huh. So that's not Undertow. This will be the first one I do, because Matthew, I know, we've done a couple things in the past together. We did a show, because he's from that area where I grew up. He lives there now.
In Pittsburgh?
In Pittsburgh.
When I knew him, he lived in Nashville or something.
Yeah, he lived there and then moved back to Pittsburgh. And then I think now he moved again. So, but he, I asked him if, I actually contacted him because I saw he was playing in Austin. And then
said, come down.
Yeah, come down and do one, hang out, spend a night. And because I think that's the last night of this tour he's doing. And I said, you know, hang out and barbecue and break out some guitars and take them from.
Yeah. Have a good time, man.
Yeah. So that's cool, man. Good way to end the tour. So he
said, wait a minute. Hold on a second, Jeff. Why aren't you doing one of these for yourself? Because it's at your house?
Yeah, I thought about it. I've been thinking about it more and more. And after this, I'm going to see how it goes. But I think
you should make all these fucking guys let you open for them, too.
Yeah,
right. You heard me.
Right. I've thought about it before. And then, you know, I wanted this to be just about them. You know, when they come, when Will plays, it's just, you know, he does his thing. Yeah. And then, but, you
that's
know,
true.
They
that's
do.
True.
Yeah.
That's true.
I don't want to take away. No. And it's, they sell their merchandise there. They hang out, answer questions.
And I bet it would turn into a thing where, like, yeah, you can do the thing, but the guy has to open for you.
Right.
Yeah. You don't want to be that guy.
And, you know, from there it could be, hey, man, I, you know,
yeah.
I play too. Can I play a couple songs? Like an open mic. But it's fun. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And it inspired me to do, try different things.
It seems inspirational.
Yeah.
It's so weird when I'm sitting here talking to someone, someone's dog's just shitting right behind them.
Right?
Behind my guest. Thank God you can't, the windows are closed.
It's not the first time that's happened.
All right, so tell me about Peace Field, because you know what? I didn't do a lot of research on them. For some reason, I thought you just moved on. Okay.
Yeah.
Shitty of me.
No. I mean, it's been around for a while. I mean, I'm trying to think.
It started in Pittsburgh?
Started in Pittsburgh. My brother and I, I played bongos, and he played guitar.
Now that's cool.
And then he taught me some chords.
Yeah.
And then...
Get you off those bongos.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's so many, you know, there's so much I can do with bongos.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And so he taught me, we did a couple songs where I was on guitar and he did mandolin. He played mandolin.
Uh-huh.
We did a couple open mics and then thought maybe we should add a bass. So it was like a 3-piece.
Yeah.
And then it kind of.
You need drums after a while.
And the first song, we finally were ready to record a couple songs. And we did it at the Art Institute.
Uh-huh.
A friend of ours, Mike Ofka, who played bass and guitar with us and ended up, he has a great studio in Pittsburgh now, but he ended up recording us there and we did a couple songs. Then we did an EP and then it kind of, you know, after that we did, I think, three CDs after. And also we have a couple compilations out there and stuff. The last one we did in Austin, right outside of Austin, we recorded at a friend's, it was called Stars Away.
Uh-huh.
And it was a great, it was the first one we did in Texas.
Uh-huh.
So we did it at a friend's, Mark Utter's barn. He had a barn out and it was really cool.
It was a lot
of fun. You know, spent the nights, you know, it was almost like an adventure, camp out. So we did that and then that was the last one. That was a couple of years ago and I thought it was time to put something out.
Yeah. Yeah. So are you going to go out and... you're going to try and do a double release party or something. Are you going to get out and play some shows? Like, perform this music live? Is it just you or do you get guys?
I think, you know, I have acoustic. I'm thinking about going in and doing acoustic versions of the same, how it was written originally at
That'd
a studio.
That'd be interesting to hear.
And do that, maybe just release it on Bandcamp or something for, you know, for the fans who sign up, some kind of bonus. But I want to eventually, and it. I was worried about how it was going to sound live. But these guys that I've, Ryan Short is one of them. He plays a great lap steel.
Lap steel, yeah.
And it's not, you know, I was worried because I don't want it to sound too country.
No, but you can get ethereal with that shit.
He did it.
Yeah, do it like a Lenoir as opposed to, Daniel Lenoir fan?
Yes. Yes, listen.
There is that kind of feeling in this. There's that kind of ambience, but there's also like this. And tell me if I'm wrong. There's like an underlying Jesus and Mary chain thing on a couple of the tunes. You know what I mean? You
Nazi
have to be
Star.
Into them. Yeah, totally Nazi Star. Yeah.
And someone been more than once said Sparkle Horse.
Yeah, Sparkle Horse. I read that on there. Yeah,
that's
one of my favorite bands.
Yeah, that's a big compliment.
Yeah.
So he, you know, eventually I think it can be done. Jackson Parton is another, he's out of Wimberley, New Braunfels.
Oh, cool.
And he's a great guitar player, underrated.
Yeah.
And we just did kind of we got together a couple times and I wanted to see if it would even you know, if they were even interested or if it would work. And those guys, you know, I just played acoustic and did the easy part.
Right.
And those guys did they filled in exactly what I was hoping for. So I think it could work out. So I'm going to eventually play out. So I'm deciding whether to do a EP release with this or wait, because I'm going to be recording another like 5-6 songs up in Lexington.
Oh, you're going to go up and work with Dwayne. Awesome.
Yeah. So it's already set up. We're fine tuning the exact dates, but it's all, you know, already, it's all paid for. It's all, you know, everything's
right on, dude.
Yeah. So I don't have to stress about time, and he's so laid back, and he's for the musician all the way. And, you know, he's worked with some heavy hitters and some great guys.
Jim James.
Yeah.
And all kinds of cats like that. Right.
Mm-hmm. And he is down to earth. You know, I've talked to him on the phone, busy guy, but he'll, you know, has no problem talking or calling up or texting.
Yeah.
And, but he's, you know, he's like, just get up here. We'll worry about the money later. We'll worry about time. He's like, let's just get up here. I have all the instruments you need, all the musicians that you need.
It's killer.
So I'm excited for that. So I think in November, so it's going to be about the same time that that's released. So I'm going to go up, I think maybe like a week.
Yeah.
And hang out, stay at the studio.
Yeah, you've gotten some really good response from this.
Yeah,
is that
I'm
from
excited.
A public, your Monica? She's nice.
Yes, very
you know,
nice.
I have to tell you, I was setting up another thing with her for
somebody else. She does
Glenn Phillips.
Yes.
And so I was setting up the thing with her for him, and then she wrote like, oh, and also I have this guy. And before I looked at the shit, I was like, oh God.
Right.
Who's this guy?
Stuck. I'm stuck.
Fuck, she's going to send me
this guy.
And then I went and I was like, fuck it, I'm just going to listen to this stream right now, and I'm going to answer. And I was planning on just listening to a bit of the first song and being like, I just, in my mind, I was like, this is going to be terrible for some reason.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
you do that sometimes.
Sure. Yeah.
And then I fucking, this song started, and I was like, ooh, that's nice.
I appreciate
it. Put on my headphones, turned it up, did some work on the computer, and like I realized I'd gotten through the thing. I was like, there's only 4 songs? That's it?
Yeah.
There you go. So I wrote back. I was like, yeah, send them. So yeah. What are you doing in town today? What are you, you're here, I saw you wrote, thanks for writing that nice thing on there.
Oh, sure.
You're here putting some records in Waterloo?
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to talk to them, and then maybe some promotion. You know, they have different ways that you can promote through them, and I'm going to set something. I think I'm going to be back next week talking to them too.
Okay.
So,
are you talking to you today, Martin, over there?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a good guy.
Okay.
Always liked that guy.
Yeah, I just briefly spoke to him.
Real music fan.
Oh,
all
great.
Those guys there are.
Yeah.
That's the cool. That's anybody that has a record store at this point is a fucking huge music fan. That's what they are.
Yeah.
And I mean, they're you know, that's like shit. That's one of the busiest.
I love it there. And, you know, I have a son that's into the vinyl.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. So he's jealous. He was mad that I was coming to Waterloo. I told him,
how old is your son?
He's 18.
Oh, wow.
18.
Wow.
Back in Pittsburgh, yeah. Back in Pittsburgh. But he's a music
freak.
Yeah. And he shows me, you know, we kind of go back and forth on the new bands and stuff, which is great.
Does he like Multiverse?
Yeah. And he loves the cover. He, you know, I get his advice.
Gorgeous. It's a beautiful cover. People should buy the CD, I think.
Yes.
They can buy it through your website, jeffglatz.com.
They can do that, and then it's going to be available, you know, through the iTunes and Amazon.
Yeah, but you've got to see the thing. Tired. You know, we're obviously of the age where...
You know, I want to put
what
vinyl
What happened
out?
To those people that made all the art for records? Like, what are those guys doing now? My ex-wife did that for a lot of people, but we split up before the thing, so I've never gotten to ask her.
I don't know, because that's... was exciting for me. I'd love to see the album covers, open them up, you know, slide out and see what the lyrics.
You know,
and
who did stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, that's how you found out who, you know,
and
Jim Keltner was. Like,
right.
Why is Jim Keltner on these George Harrison songs? He's also on this. He's also on this.
Yes.
Who is this cat? Where
exactly.
can I find him? Yeah.
Times have changed. But I see it changing a little bit. Vinyl's coming back. I don't know how long. I don't know how long it'll stay. My son collects vinyl. He'll send away for, you know, anything he can get.
Really?
Yeah. And he goes to the record stores and he'll come back. You know, that's, you know, he goes to college in San Antonio, but he'll go after school, he'll come home with a stack, You know, mad that he spent
money. What's the record store
there? Hogwild.
Hogwild, yeah. I don't think I've been there in a long time.
It's cool. It's little, but it's very, it's a cool place.
You should check out another place. Not that Waterloo isn't the, I mean, Waterloo is amazing. It's the center of the thing, but there's a place here called End of an Ear. Do you know that place?
Wood Street?
Well, that's the thing, is it was on First, but they had to close it down and move it somewhere else. I can't remember.
Because I've been to a couple. I can't remember.
It's pretty cool.
I'll check it out. Because I know, I've gone to Buffalo Exchange and a couple cool places, and they always have cards there for the record stores. Right. Vintage. And, I usually grab them and try to, if I can't make it, I'll pass along to my son.
Yeah.
To make it. But
How many kids do you have? Just one?
So I have three.
Three?
Three.
Whoa. How old is it? So 18 is the oldest? 18,
17, and then a 10-year-old.
Oh, wow. 10-year-old.
In fact, I was going to try to get here earlier. I was going to go to Waterloo first, then come here. But before I could, I was chasing around. So we also, my wife works for animal care services there.
Oh, cool.
She's a vet tech.
Excellent.
So constantly fostering animals, helping out. So we have foster. She's big on pit bulls.
Yeah.
She fosters. We try to do our best to get them placed in home. And, you know, it's...
there's some new law that they're passing to, like, outlaw pit bulls?
They're trying. I don't know. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I wish that people wouldn't have trained them to be bad, right? Because
that's all
they're great dogs.
They are.
Yeah. I've got a couple dogs myself, painting them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love animals. So right now we have two pit bulls, and then last week we had four kittens at the same time. We have a guinea pig. But my son has two pet rats. Yeah.
That's kind of shit I don't get into, man. Like snakes and rats and shit like that. Like
I can't, they all have no problem picking them up.
And
so the one got out. He's at school, and the one rat got out of the cage. So I'm chasing this thing with two oven mitts because I don't want to touch it. And the dogs are chasing it. I'm sweating. It was horrible, horrible. So I finally got it. I got it into the oven mitt, and because it went in. It went right in.
Yeah.
And I was like, perfect. I squeezed it, and then the long tail was hanging out, and I was like, oh. Oh, it was awful. So I got it back in the cage, shut the cage, told him, what was going on, and then I left. So I left, got out there.
Let me ask you, you got to film that next time it happens,
because
that was just hilarious, and I'd love to see it. Do your kids hang out at the house concerts?
Yes.
That's cool, man.
My daughter is more into probably what's on the radio. Teenage, she loves Justin Bieber. She loves that. And which is fine. I try to keep an open mind. I don't try to rip on any of her music. And same with the little one listens to, whatever she does. But they'll listen to I tell my, the 18-year-old Ethan to invite any of his friends.
Yeah.
And I think he thinks it's cool. I think
that's cool. Yeah. Cause that can go two ways. They're either my dad has all these weird people at the house.
And he's open-minded. He's very, I show him if he doesn't know who they are, by the end, he looks it up and he'll end up buying. We try to buy vinyl. Every artist that comes through, we buy a vinyl for him. Any show I go to, I'm going to
Cold War Kids?
Yeah, tonight. Yeah.
Oh, nice. Here?
It's in San Antonio.
Where are they playing?
Aztec.
Oh, yeah, I played there. I love that place.
Did you know Sam's? So Sam's Burger Joint, they're partnered.
I think that's why they put us there.
It's a cool place.
I think
they
thought we were doing really well at Sam's, so they put us at Aztec, and they realized we weren't doing it.
It's a big
We weren't doing Aztec numbers, so we had to go back to Sam's. But that's not bad.
Toad Wet Sprocket, they played at Sam's.
Yeah.
They did good. Packed the place. They played at Aztec, and it was, I think they were a little shy on the people, because it's a huge.
There's some kind of number. It doesn't seem like it's right. That big, but it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, we had the whole first part, but none of the top or anything, so.
It's hard to...
I know Buttercup did a thing there, too.
Right.
Yeah.
They did a couple. They do a couple. They do the... they do good. The theatrical,
they know what they're doing, man.
Yes.
They're weird.
Not
art
too
band.
Many shows.
Yeah. It's funny, because I knew them. They used to be this band in the 90s called The Evergreen. And Charlie Rodman.
Okay.
who's a brother. He was in the band, but now he has a law practice here. But they were like kind of like almost like Exile on Main Street era Rolling Stones. And then when they did the Buttercup thing, like they were only doing shows at like art galleries and stuff.
Yeah.
They really like
that
really
be...
reached out to do something different and mm-hmm. really achieved it, you know?
And that's, yeah, exactly. That's what Buttercup, same kind of,
yeah,
same kind of feel. And they draw a crowd.
Yeah, they do.
They do good. So, you know, I think Ryan, who's doing the guitar, you know, he's friends with them.
All right.
So he talked about maybe trying to get doing
a show together. Yeah.
To do a show. He said
that would be
that
a good
might
band
be,
to do it.
Yeah, that's what he was saying. It might, because I'm worried about, you know, there's a lot of places this wouldn't go over well. You know, we've done it as Peacefield, and sometimes we were too rock or too folk or, you know, too this, too that. They wanted the two-step. We didn't, you know.
Yeah.
This is it. Well, I mean, we can try. But hopefully, so we're going to, I'm going to try to be a little bit more picky, you know, where I think we'd
That's good, though.
Yeah, it is.
Seems like that's what they did, too, Buttercup. Like
right.
They didn't just go play at the bar.
And not a lot of shows.
Nothing against that, but.
Right.
You got to do something different.
We've done it. We've done the shows at bars, yeah. You know, 2 a.m., nobody's there.
Yeah, ad nauseum.
You know, yeah.
It's been a long time. How old are you?
So I'm going to be 48.
Oh, yeah. Me, too.
Okay.
We're the same age. Born 68?
Yes.
Yeah, me, too. Awesome. Yeah, I'm going to be 48 in a couple weeks.
What day?
November? October 14th.
Okay.
Yeah.
That is my sister's birthday.
No shit?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. We're playing at Sam's that night.
Okay.
In San Antonio, yeah. If
Send
you want to come,
something.
I'll put you on the list.
For sure.
Yeah.
I would love to.
That's a good time. I mean, it's a cover band, but it's a really good time.
Yeah. I've heard good things.
That's good.
I've heard good things.
Because we've worked hard to become a good band.
Yeah, I've heard. I'm trying to think where, because I could have swore I've seen you guys. I know
you might
I
have. We used to play. What was that weird? And nothing against it. There's one in Clear Lake, outside of Houston too. It was like they had Thrice on the wall and shit like that. It was like
Don't
you want a wall? Like it was very. What was that music that was going on in the early 2000s? It was like heavy mellow, like they were kind of metal, but like the guys were like emoting this like nobody
like
loves me in my isolation. Yeah, I hate music like that.
Right, me too.
But it was a place like that, and the walls were black, and they had like pictures. I've never heard Thrice, but to me, I believe that they stand for everything I'm against in music. I don't know why.
And I don't know if it's still there. I don't know if there's
still... No, it's gone.
Yeah.
It's gone, because the person that ran that had another place and went and played there, and I got sick from these weird fried mushrooms. I don't know. Whatever.
You know, I can't remember. We've tried a couple places in Houston, too. More acoustic.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, we'd go back to try to, you know, reschedule and...
No Dice,
gone.
Huh?
Yeah, gone.
Oh, gone. Yeah.
A lot of these places, cool places, but it's hard to...
It's hard to stay open, man. Yeah,
keep people coming in and make money, and so...
Do you feel optimistic about what you're doing because you've sort of, you don't believe that... You know what I mean? Like sometimes we set our expectations so high that now if you keep the expectations that you had for your product that you made like in the 90s or something, like if you had those expectations for what you're doing now, you would be nothing but let down. But if you reset your goals, there are ways to feel successful.
Yes. Realistic, right?
Yeah.
But,
you
know, when you first started way back, it's like, you know, you want to get signed with the label.
You want Bono to come up and apologize for their show when they opened for you.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. And it's now it's realistic. And I think you learn over time. And, you know, with Monica, you know, this will be the first real PR that we've ever done.
It seems like you've gotten some good stuff. You got some good quotes. The record's not even.
Yeah.
And still that's 6 weeks from coming out.
And that's all through Facebook. That's
really?
All through, yeah.
Wow.
And that's another cool thing. A lot of these musicians are open to...
Yeah. I noticed that when MySpace started. Like, I was like, oh, this guy's kind of famous. I'm going to... And I'd write the dude, and he'd be like, oh, hey, man, how you doing? Thanks. And you're like, what?
Yeah.
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 Now
and you're
I
like,
do
this
it all
isn't
the
time. Really, this isn't really him, right? You write, and he writes back, and you're like, no. Because I did that with Glenn Phillips. way back on MySpace.
Yeah.
And he wrote back, and I was like, this, it's not him.
Have you met that guy?
I've met him briefly.
Right.
But we're going, he's going to be in October. He's playing at
the Performing Arts Center.
Tobin.
Yeah.
So we got tickets, and, you know, I thought it'd be fun just to meet and greet.
Sure,
you know,
man.
Shake him a CD.
Shake him a hand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Slide him a CD.
Yep. Yeah. He's Monica, and also Monica used to do Matthew Ryan.
Oh, really?
So that was another connection. That's kind of what led me to, you know, take her more serious. You know, you run into PR people and you're kind of, well,
yeah.
You look who they've worked with in the past, but I've seen her the past and it's pretty impressive.
I met Matthew because I worked with a guy named Jeff Klein. Has a band, My Jerusalem. Yeah, mm-hmm. And Matt produced a record of his, and I sang. I think I might have played on it, too. I'm not sure. I know I sang on it, though.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Those
Everybody
two
Loves a Winner. That's the record.
I'm going to go back and... Because I love those guys. Oh, they played it. They did Hole in the Wall. They did a show. They do, I think, every year.
Together?
That handshake. It's called a hand... It's kind of a... Just a... It's free. It's not part of South by Southwest.
Oh, but, okay. And they do a show there?
They do a show. Oh, it's cool. All day bands. And they were excellent. I saw them last year or the year before, and they were so good. But I think Matthew
and Jeff?
Yeah, they did a tour, acoustic tour.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They have.
So that's... I was hoping Jeff could come to the... But they're touring.
I think they're touring, tour. Yeah.
He'll be in Dallas that night. They'll be in Dallas. So he couldn't make it. But yeah, I love those guys.
Me too.
They're cool.
Yeah, Jeff used to be, he was somebody, it's like a friend of mine a long time ago was dating him. And we just immediately became friends.
He's a nice guy.
He's a really
nice
guy.
You know, I don't know him that
well. We went through a point where we didn't talk for like 10 years. Like a weird falling out.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, I can't even remember what it would be about now. But I got divorced. And there was like a line in the sand drawn.
So
people like literally chose sides. I don't blame them.
Right. Yeah, you know, it's awkward.
It's awkward.
But yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Hey, family, right?
My family was cool. No, it's a music scene. I mean, this is a tight little circle place. And she's an artist, like a photographer, did all these people's records. And
So, the choice.
There was like, that was a tough one. But Jeff and I are good now. He's been on the show. I love My Jerusalem. I love their latest records. It's fucking amazing, man.
Yeah. You know, they have the whole thing on, the sound, but the cool look.
Yeah, he looks cool as shit.
Yeah, and then they played, I'm trying to think of that.
He's a guy, it's funny, when you meet someone when they're in their 20s and they're in that place where they're like just a raw and like, you know.
Loud, right? I love...
And just like super, like no, but like raw emotionally and all this kind of stuff. And you watch someone get older and they get better musically and they become a more together person. That's great to see.
And tight. They're so live.
Oh, yeah. The band's fucking great, man.
It's almost like a machine. You know, they just go through, it's nothing to them.
Yeah.
It's nothing to them. The sound.
Yeah.
Because you can go, you know, we've done it. When you first start touring, you know, or get together, you know, you have sloppy shows, but after you play and play and play, it just becomes, it's just kind of an instant, you know, no problems.
Yeah.
And we play with bands like that. But, you know, I think we've been there at that point a couple times. Sometimes not.
Yeah.
I'm sloppy and
bad
nights.
That's all right, man. But it's rock and roll.
Yeah. And that's how you learn. That's how you.
Yeah. And that's I have to tell you, this is a great album, Multiverse. People should get out and get it. It will be available on November 15th.
That's it.
And you can hear Lover's Waltz now on SoundCloud. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you can find Jeff at jeffglatz.com. Is there anything I'm missing, man?
No, that's it. I did a little interview yesterday on Fox. They want to, so I'm going to put the link. He said to send them the link to the show, and they're going
to.
It's Fox San Antonio.
Oh yeah.
So, yeah, I did a phone interview, and I told him I was coming here today, and he said, for sure, send the link, and we'll put it up.
So, killer. Okay, so whenever this comes out, I'll send you all the stuff.
Yeah, please.
Yeah.
Please do. Because I don't think, it'll be a couple weeks at least before anything comes out. But
okay.
And then heading to Waterloo, going to do that, put them in there, and some other places. It's hard. I mean, CDs don't sell. Everybody's gone digital, but like, I love the cover. I love the inside. That was TV Tray Graphics, did they?
Yeah, they did a great job. So I think it's beautiful. I'm hopefully you'll make posters of that.
Yes.
And I'll get to see one.
Working on posters and t-shirts.
Posters and t-shirts.
I'll be sure to send you a
please do.
T-shirt.
Please do. Jeff, thank you so much for coming. Everyone get out to
Jeff.
JeffGlatz.com. Pick up his album Multiverse coming out on November 15th, 2016.
Thank you very
much.
Buddy. I appreciate it.
That's Jeff Glatz with his gorgeous EP, Multiverse, coming out Friday, November 15th. Pick it up. Go to jeffglatz.com. Find out when he's playing. Find out how to get the record. And also find out about those living room performances that he has at his house, which seem pretty badass. All right? Jeff Glatz, thank you for coming by the show. Great artist. Great dude. Great conversation. Hope you enjoyed it. Hey, listen. To enjoy other conversations, you can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. And if you don't want to fill up your phone or anything with a bunch of podcasts, you can download the app Stitcher. Find it in your app store. It's absolutely free. There are over 30,000 shows, including How Did I Get Here, available there. Get the very best in news, comedy, entertainment, science, and sports. That's Stitcher, smart radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. Download it today and start streaming your ass off. All right, I want to thank Jeff for coming by. It was a great conversation. This album is absolutely gorgeous. If you love ethereal, beautiful music, gorgeous songs, this is the record for you, Multiverse, an EP by our friend Jeff Glatz. Here's another song from it right now. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Have a great day. Let's get down.
It could be.